to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, March 14th, 2019. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside O'Neal J. Johnson, the Dad of War.
How you doing, folks?
Good. How are you, O'Neal?
I'm doing good.
Don't be afraid of that mic. You get up right on it. You get up in there.
Don't be afraid of it. Sorry about that.
You are here from twitch.tv/dadofwar of with a zero.
Zero.
Make zero sure in there, zero. Of course. Tell the people about yourself.
A little bit about me. I'm a former Marine. Well, once Marine, always Marine.
Yeah.
But I've been out now for a while. Married, four beautiful children, 9, 4, 3, and 6 months. So it's actually killing me a little bit, to be here. I miss my daughter very much. She's our newborn, and my wife, of course.
But the daughter, the newest one. That's understandable.
Yeah,
you spent the least time with her. That's why you miss her the most. I understand.
Actually, it's a little bit reverse. I actually probably spent the most time with her because the other ones are pretty, you know,
self-sufficient.
They do what they want most of the time without getting in too much trouble. And but yeah, she still needs me.
Yeah.
So it's that. Oh, baby. Oh, yay.
So here's the question, O'Neal. What I like about you, I'm not getting the question. What I like about you is you're a self-starter.
Yes.
You're chasing your dream of being a Twitch streamer.
Yes.
And you came to me, right? The whole Kinda Funny Games Daily thing has been lately, I want to bring in, you know, streamers, internet press people, whatever, don't have the following we have, right? Give them our platform to use it and all these different things. You hit me up and, like, literally called your title thing was, like, Long Shot.
Long Shot.
Hey, I'd love to come host Kinda Funny Games Daily. I'm a streamer. I'm a dad. I'm a stay-at-home dad, right? Like, you're a stay-at-home dad with four children, yet you find the time to stream pretty much every weeknight, right?
Yes. It is very, very rare that I miss a day out. And if my wife's sick or one of the babies is sick or, you know, anything that life throws at you. But more often than not, I am typically on time Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern until I get tired, which is usually about 2 o'clock in the morning.
How do you do it? Like, this is my, don't get me wrong. I love Jen. I'm excited to have a kid with her one day. I'm terrified of what it's going to do to my gaming time, but you're making it work.
Yeah. It slowed it down quite a bit, obviously.
Yeah.
As four kids would do.
Yeah.
But typically during the day, my eldest son goes to school. My oldest middle child, he's self-sufficient to a very good point where he goes to the bathroom by himself. He can get his own cup of water. About all he really needs me to do is feed him at this point.
Okay.
And make sure he's not on fire. my youngest son, he takes a nap still. Just because if he doesn't, it becomes a nightmare. And then obviously my daughter, she naps periodically through the day.
Yeah.
So more often than not, my youngest and her go down, take a nap at about the same time. And then he's playing on his tablet for about an hour-ish I give him.
Okay.
And during that time is when I get my daily gaming in that I can.
Okay.
My typical day, I wake up around 6 o'clock, help my wife get ready for work, get my son off to school. Then I take care of the kids. They go and take a nap. I stream. Not stream, I apologize. I get my day gaming in where I just play what I really want here and there. And then I stop, take care of the kids some more, clean out the house a bit. Wife comes home, eat dinner, relax, put the kids to bed. Me and her spend a bit of time together. And then I stream at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And from there, I stream till about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Get 4 hours of sleep and then do it all over again.
Yeah, if I'm lucky. That's if I can fall asleep. I really typically get about 2.5, 3 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's rough, but got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
I love gaming, and I would really like to make this work. I've been doing this since about 2015.
Wow.
So about 4 years I've been periodically on it with about a month or two hiatus here and there.
Yeah.
When my wife gave birth to children.
Yeah.
So the first few months I usually take off. Didn't do it with this one just because I had it down from the last
two. Yeah.
So.
What drives you to do it? What drives you to be a streamer and not break the schedule?
It's a dream. I love video games. I've been playing since I was 4. I'm 28. I'll be 29 this year.
Yeah.
So I've been playing forever. And I just thought, you know what? I see other people doing it. I feel that I have a good enough personality to where I could try to make something of this.
Sure.
And then my wife said, you know what, honey? I believe in you. Let's do it. Me and her put down some money. We got this up and going. And then once that happened, I told myself, I can't let this die. I cannot put this much time, this much effort, just to let it go. So I just do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until it makes or breaks me. And
yeah.
It ain't going to break me.
That's where I think it comes together back to why you're on Kind of Funny Games Daily, right? Is that you send in this email and it was a long shot. You said long shot. You pitched yourself. I said, can I see some clips? I watched your clip and I watched it for maybe 30 seconds. Like, oh, he's got it. And then to get you here today and talk to you about it and find out you've been doing it for 4 years, you've been doing it consistently. What's the most viewers you've had?
At most, at one point when I very first started, I started playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Online card game. I got hosted by one of the bigger Yu-Gi-Tubers, as I would to call them. So at that point, I think I had 75 was the very most. And it was literally just a quick raid. A few people came in and said hi. Didn't even stay and chat with me. And then other than that, at most, depending on the game I'm playing, I have 5 to 10 people watching me.
Okay.
Usually, if I'm being brutally honest, it's somewhere between 0 and 3, depending on when my regulars show up, because I have about 4 or 5 guys that will consistently come in periodically through the night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is bullshit. Okay, O'Neill J. Johnson is a best friend. He's been watching us since Beyond. He's been hanging out with Kinda Funny. He's been doing this, taking care of his family, taking care of his kids. He is not a Twitch affiliate. You are not able to subscribe to him, right? You can only
affiliate, not partner.
Not partner. Sorry, I asked your terminology.
One subscriber for 14 months. Shout out to you, Kawaii Boy Girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, O'Neill is from Detroit. Yeah, he flew himself out here. He rented a car that was more expensive than he thought, so he's been sleeping in the car to do this show. He will be back on twitch.tv/dadofwar, of course, of with a zero, tomorrow. That's Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Let's blow the fucking doors off this thing, all right? Everybody go out there and support him. Everybody go out and say hey. Of course, if he's good on the show. If he's terrible on Kind of Funny Games Daily, don't do it. Don't fucking go over
there. If I fuck this up, don't even bother coming.
I'm not worried about that. I wouldn't blame you. Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, go see him, twitch.tv/dadofwar. I will be there shouting him out. Well, I play Division myself, but I'll be, you know, giving you the shout outs, being in the chat for you and stuff. But O'Neill, you're awesome. Thank you so much for making the time to come here. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you about Left 4 Dead being back, kinda. The BAFTA nominations and more, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames. You can go there, ask questions, give us bad PSN names, and everything else under the video game sun. Then tune in live, twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. You can see what we're doing. You can see if your question makes it. And of course, you can keep us honest. If we screw anything up, go to KindaFunny.com/YOU'REWRONG. Tell us what we mess up as we mess it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you today. Remember, we are going to Kansas City, ladies and gentlemen. End of the month, we will be there for Planet Comic Con and then doing the meet and greet afterwards. The next weekend, we're in New York City. The next month, we're in Vancouver. You can find out all the dates, all the panels, all the information over on kindoffunny.com/events. Remember, this Friday after the Kinda Funny screencast on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, I'm streaming The Division. Yeah. Big Bear Bear is playing with me.
What's up?
What level are you now?
I haven't played since You're such a piece of garbage. 5.
You suck so bad.
What level are you at?
I hit 15 last night, 16 last night. Yeah, we're out there, all right? We're out there eating it alive. We're saving DC while you're going to watch Hamilton.
Hey, you know what? Hamilton's fucking great. So.
I'm not saying it's not great. It's not as good as Division. Do you understand? Okay. GDC is next week and the amount of people are like, hey, you want to get dinner? I'm getting in town early on Sunday. I'm like, sorry, it's Division weekend. Like, I haven't seen you in a year. I'm like, I don't care. I just can't do it. And then I'm setting up dinners where I'm bringing people to my house to play Division. I'm a crazy person, Barrett.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Tom Bach, and Blackjack. Today, we're also brought to you by Hims, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. 4 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Don't worry, they're meaty.
Dozen.
Right? Number one. WB Interactive Entertainment and Turtle Rock have announced Back for Blood. That's right! Left 4 Dead's back. Kind of. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and Turtle Rock Studios today announced Back for Blood from the creators and development team behind the critically acclaimed co-op phenomenon Left 4 Dead. Back 4 Blood, and if you're an audio listener, that is a 4 in there. Back, number 4, Blood, is designed from the ground up as an original premium title that marries the best of what made the co-op zombie shooter so successful with new features and state-of-the-art technology. Quote, we are thrilled to partner with the proven Turtle Rock Studios team on Back 4 Blood to advance the co-op zombie genre forward with innovative multiplayer gameplay, said the president of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. The talented team at Turtle Rock has been developing amazing games together for a long time, and this is a great opportunity to work with them to create a new gaming universe built specifically with the large co-op zombie shooter community in mind, end quote. Another quote, "We are not resting on any past laurels. Our goal is to take all we've learned and push forward. We know that's a tall order," said Phil Robb, co-founder and creative director of Turtle Rock Studios. "We're growing the team considerably because we're stepping up to the biggest challenge in the studio's history. We know this title has to stand out, and we fully intend to make that happen," end quote. If you want to see screenshots, if you want to watch the trailer, guess what, O'Neill? They don't exist. This is just an announcement that was put out today, and it's equal parts awesome and then weird, right? What was your read when you saw this today? Were you a Left 4 Dead guy?
I was. I didn't own a 360 way back when, surprisingly enough. Sure. I've been a Sony Pony forever.
That's what I'm talking about. Sony Hell Ponies,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
But obviously, I have friends who game, and they had Xboxes, and I loved Left 4 Dead. It actually made me consider getting one, but I was like, I'll just play it when I'm over here.
Yeah.
And then, it just disappeared.
Right.
Like, it was fun for what it was, when it was, and then it just... it's gone.
Well, of course, if you're maybe these are just names you've heard about, and let's run through a little brief chronological order here of Turtle Rock. Right, they were over. They made Left 4 Dead with Valve. Valve was the publisher, right? They finished it. Then they didn't like working for Valve, so they broke off to go independent. But Valve kept Left 4 Dead, IP. Valve internally made Left 4 Dead 2, but then partnered with Turtle Rock to do the DLC stuff after the fact. Then Turtle Rock was like, all right, cool. We're partnering up with THQ to make a game called Evolve. Then THQ's
Evolve.
Like, we're out of business. Turtle Rock tried to buy Evolve on their own, but got outbid by 2K, so it became a 2K game. Yeah. Then Evolve totally, it was a great game.
Fun.
Great game.
And then it died off.
Died off because
that game so many hours.
It was exactly, and that was the problem. It was, I think, mismanaged in terms of marketing, but also it was a gamble on how, hey, we all like to play games together. How does that work out? And it was a gamble of, all right, cool, we're making a game that's very specialized. Right. Yeah. Left 4 Dead, the reason I loved Left 4 Dead outside of just being a zombies fan, was the idea of like, cool, I'm playing with my friends tonight and I'm gonna grab this gun or a shotgun or whatever and just run and have fun. Just run and have fun. Oh, there's a witch over there, everybody quiet. Then Evolve was very much, all right, cool.
Hey, we gotta trap this monster here.
You're the trapper, I'm the healer, that's the guy. We have to work in coordination next, and like when you get into online games where you don't want to talk to the people if you're randos and stuff, it just fell apart and didn't do what it was.
If you didn't have a 4-man team, you might as well, if you're not playing the monster, just
Exactly. And that's the thing. Turtle Rock, of course, amazing developer.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, I've met Phil Robb many times. I wouldn't put him friend of the show yet. I haven't seen him in a long time. But great dude and really does love video games. So awesome that they're coming back. Awesome that they're just calling it Back for Blood, putting the floor in there. Like, you know what you're getting. But weird, right, that they announced it without anything. This is also weird if you ask me, but it's cool that they put up the post, they put out a press release, and then in the press release had an FAQ. You click through, they had some choice questions in there. One of them being, with so little to tell us, why are you announcing now? And the official response is, Back 4 Blood is a hugely ambitious project, and we need the best of the best to come join us. Real quick, sirens are on our end. As an independent studio, we have to announce early to let our industry know we're up to something big. If you are in the video game business and you are looking to make real contributions to a brand new AAA IP developed in Southern California, check us out. Our job listings are here, blah, blah, blah. We also want to hear from you all about what you think about the games we've made in the past and what you are looking forward to in the future. We love getting to know and interact with our community, and the sooner we can do that, the better. Sirens are still here. Don't worry. Probably. Look in your rearview mirror just to be sure, but just in case. So awesome. We're getting a real... We've wanted Left 4 Dead. We're going to get another...
Forever.
It's called
Back
4 Blood. Great. It's, what is it, 4 years out too?
Yeah.
They're still very much building the team, it sounds like.
This says that they're just like, we have an idea.
Yeah.
We know what we want to do with it, but we need some help. Come on, guys. Come help us out.
And so you figure, what, best case scenario, I'd say...
Three
years to fully launch, and two, maybe you get early access,
maybe.
Where it's like, hey, we're here and we're adding to it and we have a team and we're putting stuff in, but we have one map or one campaign, we have some of the character classes, which is fine, which is great. And more than anything, I'm glad Turtle Rock's not going away.
Yeah.
Again, Evolve, I think, missed the mark in terms of marketing, in terms of where the industry was at the time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, I mean,
doesn't stop it from being a good game.
When we, at IGN, you know, we went over there and did a sponsored video, but it was, you know, that they brought me, Naomi, a bunch of other people over there, and we just played all in one room. And that was such a great time. Oh, yeah. That was so much fun to have that communication right there. But yeah, I didn't think it worked as well on the other side of it, right? Yeah. In terms of getting it out to everybody and having it a more mass market.
Not everybody has four friends or three friends for you to just hop on and try to beat a single person.
Other interesting things from that FAQ, one of the questions is, where is Evolve 2? How dare you?
Facts.
The response is, 2K owns the rights to Evolve, and our contract to work on the game expired back in 2016. Please contact 2K and Evolve and all, for all Evolve-related questions. And then another one was, what happened to your other game/partnership? And they go, we can't get into details, but both parties decided to move on.
Fair enough.
So they're actually out there. They're answering the questions. They're doing it. I said it's, you know, awesome and weird at the same time.
Yeah.
The weird shit is that they're actually doing what I always try to talk about on the show, right? If you're a developer, express all this.
Yeah.
Right? Let people know. Don't put it out there and let, like, well, wait a second. What about Evolve? What about the other things you've talked about? Where is this game? Like, I was reading the press release looking for the trailer link, and when I didn't find it, I was like, why the fuck are you announcing now? And then I click on the thing, and it's one of the questions. I'm like, all right, you know, hey, hats off to you. You nailed it.
They're being fully transparent, which is another thing I enjoy. Like, hey, this game ain't coming for a while, but we want to let you know to put it in your head so when the trailer does drop, say, I wouldn't even say E3.
No. I mean, hopefully you get it. I mean, like, again, if they're going to go and... I would say E3 next year. Maybe you get a real trailer for it. Yeah,
maybe.
I could always see a tease at the Game Awards, but
maybe. Yeah.
But even then, you know, I mean, this is out there now, but it still sounds like it's far away.
Yeah, it's just more like, hey, we're doing something. We want you to know that we're doing something.
Yeah.
We don't have anything for you because we're still building the team.
Yeah.
But hey, remember we're here.
Malcontent Ronan wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames just like you can to be part of the show and says, in what I consider the last possible thing anyone ever expected to be announced, Turtle Rock Studios just unveiled Back for Blood, clearly evoking Left 4 Dead with the title. Their previous game, Evolve, was actually a really cool game. Remember how excited we all were for it? It didn't do well because the audience wasn't there, and we have to blame that primarily on charging $60 for it. Do you think WB has learned a lesson and will be smart enough to release this new game as free to play? We're just not in a world where you should charge for multiplayer only games. Right?
That's a loaded
question, Malcontent Ronan, right?
Facts. I mean, it's hard to say because, as if you can't tell, I'm not in your fortunate position to where I get games for free and yada, yada, yada. So I pay just like you guys do for a lot of things. Not saying that there's anything wrong with getting shit for free.
Son of a bitch, I hate you.
But it all depends on what they put out. If they give me 5 different maps, 100 characters to play as, 600 guns, yada, yada. Like, if they give the content that's there and they put it out for 60, it's a different story than one map, 4 generic people, 3 guns, you know, like, I'd like to put it in this aspect of, like, Apex that came out. It's free to play. They could have easily put a $20 price tag on that game, and no one would have bitched. If it was 60, it might be different, but since it's free, it's completely different.
Yeah.
So this, it all depends on what they put with it at first. If they do, say, like, Evolve, and it's 6 characters, and then, you know, obviously no monster, but, as I said, if it's one map and 4 people, I don't think they can charge 60.
Let me flip it this way for you. Would you pay if like right now Left 4 Dead hasn't existed. Okay. Left 4 Dead drops right now, or even Left 4 Dead 2, obviously with bells and whistles and improvements and stuff. Would you pay $60 happily for that right now as a brand new game on PlayStation 4?
All bells and whistles on Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, because what it was, and kindoffunny.com/you're wrong if you want to correct me. I think it was 4 campaigns, right? They were like full-length movies. There was DLC later. I can't remember if it was included or not. There was only 4 characters, but they really didn't matter, right?
Yeah, it was more so just running through and shit. I would.
Yeah.
Me personally, for that experience, not having it before for sure, and that looking at trailers and yada, yada, I would.
See, that's where it's an interesting question. And kindoffunny.com, that's not right. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. That's right. Put in your questions. I want to know. This is a hot topic for tomorrow. Would you pay for, this is what I want to talk about tomorrow for a hot topic. Would you pay for Left 4 Dead right now if it had never existed before? A brand new game came out, Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2. I would as well.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting question that I hadn't thought of from Malcontent Ronan's point of view.
So much has changed in the landscape.
It's a very different thing now. I hate to think that, and I'm not trying to throw attack you, Malcontent Run, and throw shade or anything, but like, I hate to think that we sit there and go, oh, you can't charge money for a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Titanfall was amazing and it was, you know, deserved your money, I thought.
Yeah.
And so
it definitely did.
I would say, yeah, Left 4 Dead does too. It's going to be interesting, though. Yeah. Is this going to be free to play? Is it going to be $15, $20? Is it, price, you know, because yeah. That'd be an interesting way to keep you involved, right? It's a $20 title and we're going to drop a map every quarter, right? Or a new campaign every quarter for the first year or something like that. New characters.
It could go literally any way to just, it's so hard to try to pinpoint.
But it's fascinating. I hadn't thought about it through the lens of where we are now versus where we were then with Left 4 Dead. Because what I loved about Left 4 Dead was, cool, I can play as anybody and there's not a, I'm not thinking about the differences. Whereas Evolve, I thought, got too into the minutiae of what it was like to be the different character. So to be there now, would that be a turn on or a turn off for the majority of people of, cool, I'm playing this character, I paid $60 for it, but I'm not earning XP, they're not getting better, we're not leveling. And I'm sure I would totally imagine Back 4 Blood will have some kind of leveling unlock, whatever system, because again, we're in a different place. Yeah, exactly, right? We've learned so much, but they're talking about, the co-op zombie shooter community in mind, so what it'll be when it comes out is going to be super fascinating. I can't wait.
I'm excited. Just, for now, I'm excited. A little, I'll put it to the side.
Sure.
Wait, but the excitement's there.
How many, we're going to have 300 games before we get to Back 4 Blood. It's not, you're allowed to be excited for it later on. Number two, let's walk back that Sony Take-Two rumor. This is from Brendan Sinclair over GamesIndustry.biz. Of course, while we were live yesterday, a Market Watch report was like, hey, Sony might be buying Take-Two. And I was like, that's impossible, but I want to believe. And so we went back and forth with, will it, no one, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And there's more clarification from it with the people who wrote it and stuff, but it's also not out. It's not impossible still. What are you shaking your head at, Bear?
I'm saying I told you, Greg. It wasn't happening.
What do you want me to do? The news is breaking. We're a news show.
I know. I respect
it. And I also didn't say it's happening. I didn't say it was happening.
But you're talking about all these different situations of why it could be happening.
Yeah, but originally I started from it's not going to, but let's believe.
I want to believe.
So if you remember yesterday or you missed it, the initial thing was this. Take-Two Interactive Software stock climbed 4.7% on rumors that Sony Corporation is in advanced board-level discussions to acquire Take-Two Interactive in a mostly cash deal that would value the company at $130 per share, according to Joel Kulina, head of technology and media trading at Wedbush Securities, end quote. Here's Brendan Sinclair. When we reached out for details, Kulina said he was confused at the sudden attention. Quote, this is purely unconfirmed market speculation that is making the rounds, he said. I am not the source of this story in any regard and not sure who quoted me as I didn't speak with anyone over the phone. Parentheses, unless someone saw a trading note that I wrote, end quote. Kulina did release a note today that included the bit MarketWatch quoted under a heading specifying T2 M&A chatter making rounds plus 2.5%, no source unconfirmed. The writers of the Market Watch piece, Sue Chang and Chris Matthews, in turn confirmed for us that Kulina's note was the only place they had heard the rumor. Quote, the stock shot up at the start of the trade today to lead the S&P 500, and I was simply looking for plausible explanations, Matthew said. Joel's in a good position to know what's moving individual tech stocks, even if they are just rumors. In terms of timing, Take-Two stock was well up before his email went out, so it was not his dissemination of the rumor that sparked the move, end quote. Back to Brendan. This is not to say that Sony is definitely not buying Take-Two Interactive for $130 per share, but it is perhaps to point out that the stories currently making the rounds aren't stemming from any individual actually asserting them as true. Instead, they are simply accounts of people passing along what they have heard with no way to determine the credibility of the original claims that such talks are in place, what level they would be taking place on, how much the offer would be per share, or how such information would have leaked. So, as always, when you talk about a rumor on any show or in video games in general, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
It was too crazy to be true.
Yeah, could you? Yes, you can imagine, but it'd be too insane for Sony to own 2K. They don't ever.
You got to get in the Greg Miller position. You lean it back.
I got to lean back for this one.
Yeah.
But it'd be insane. Just pure insane. They'd own the world.
I know.
It'd be too much.
But did this put the idea in Sony's head? And like, you know what?
Maybe
let's
we
do
should.
It. And Take-Two's like, holy crap, our stock would go up how much? Let's do it. We'll see. Number three, Fortnite changes are coming to Switch and mobile crossplay. This is Rebecca Valentine, who will be on the show tomorrow. Woo. Or no, not tomorrow. Next week from Woo. Games Industry Obvious. Tomorrow, Steve Saywood. In its patch... Thank you, Barrett, for all the woos. In its patch notes for Fortnite today, Epic Games announced it was adjusting how cross-platform play pools are set up by default in the game. Before the game's cross-platform capabilities put Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, iOS, and Android players all in the same matchmaking pools for games. Now it seems Epic has opted to divvy them up to improve the game experience for those on Switch and mobile. Now, Xbox One and PlayStation 4 players will be grouped together by default, while Switch users will be grouped with mobile. This does not apply if players are in cross-platform parties already. Fortnite will still allow cross-platform play across all platforms for those already in parties or who accept an invite to one. So, if a Nintendo Switch user is in a party with a friend on Xbox One, they can still play together. Quote, we expect an on-average better per-game experience for both mobile and Switch players, read the patch notes. Motivating factor is unlocking optimization potential, allowing us to run more playlists during more hours of the day while supporting more data center locations. Please provide us with feedback on your experience. Based on Reddit reports, a number of Nintendo Switch Fortnite players have been frustrated for some time now, saying the console's lower level of performance compared to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One was putting them at a disadvantage in matches. What that says to me, O'Neal, Barrett, is that one day we'll be done with Division 2. And when we are, we got to get into Fortnite and only play on Switch and just clean up on the victory royale. Yeah. All right?
Because yeah.
I was hanging in there when I was playing on PlayStation 4.
Right.
You know what I mean? Getting a lot of number twos, number threes in there.
How much were you building?
I was building as much as my stupid raisin-sized brain can allow me to do.
Okay.
But I remember when we were playing Switch at launch, we were winning.
We were killing it.
And so now if I could take these PS4 skills back to Switch, yeah, and I'm going to run in there as some mobile kid, done.
Boom.
Fair enough.
Are you playing Fortnite?
No.
What do you stream usually?
I typically start off at the moment Anthem with my wife. If you didn't know, I do play games with my wife. She's not a real gamer, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. What does that mean? She only plays like Anthem?
She only plays Anthem.
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while we'll hop on Call of Duty, but she doesn't.
Oh, yeah. This is like a real gamer. I understand what you mean.
She's bad.
Oh, really?
Okay. No, okay. She has.
She's watching right now. You know. She's gonna hear everything you're saying.
She's texting me right now. No, she has a above average KD, but she doesn't do RPGs.
Gotcha.
She doesn't do fighting games. She's literally just a shooter.
Exactly. I was gonna say she's what we talk about all the time, right? People who buy their consoles and only play one type of game or one game. Yeah. And that's awesome. That's great.
But I usually play one or two missions with Anthem with my wife and a few other friends.
Are you guys enjoying it?
Yeah, we like it. We're getting to end game.
Yeah.
So we're running out of shit to do. So we're really excited to start Division up.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get Division 2 here shortly. And after that, I usually have two or three other people who want to play with me. Sadly, the other two games I typically stream are Smite and Apex. And so it flip-flops between how many people I'm playing with. If I have just two of my good friends playing with me, we usually run Apex.
Sure.
And then when we're done with that, switch on over to Smite. And if I have any more than that, I try to find a game that we can all play together. It's usually Smite because that allows up to five people to play.
Sure, okay, that's smart. So, man, you're living the dream there, playing with your wife. Does she stream with you too, or are you the only on-camera person?
No, she. You can hear her. She she gets really mad sometimes, especially when Anthem bugs out, and we've had to do about the same four missions repeatedly.
Have you had the crashes. PlayStation 4 hard lock crash and all that jazz? Yeah,
that's happened about three times.
Gotcha.
Which I accept, move on. It's a fun game. I enjoy it. We'll come back to it when it's, fixed.
Yeah.
But we're enjoying it a lot. She enjoys it a lot, which I was surprised by because she's usually not into the whole sci-fi things. That's
so she signed for the Division?
Oh yeah. We loved the Division 1.
Yeah.
And then we ran into the same thing. We played for a good while, ran out of content to do, and then just never made our way back because Call of Duty dropped or
gotcha. Oh yeah, of course. The next thing came.
Yada yada yada. But so that's usually what I do. But Fortnite really wasn't for me just because of the building, like you, I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was shooting them just fine, and then they'd be in a castle up in the sky, and be like, guess I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And then just get shot in the face and die.
Damn, that's impressive.
It's not for me. Yeah. It's just not my type of game. I understand and see how big it is, but it's not for me.
Okay.
Personally, I prefer Apex.
Really?
Max level.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Would have the platinum if they'd put it in.
My man. My man right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. I'm surprised how much I love that game. Just can't put it down.
Yeah? How many hours do you think you logged?
I wish they'd have a tracker for that, too.
Sure.
And how many wins I have. I think I'm up to like 45, 50, maybe. Wow. I'd say probably maybe 120, maybe 200 hours. Maybe. I really couldn't tell you. My schedule's so, as I told you guys, so everywhere, I have no idea how many hours I've really put into it.
You gotta have no idea where you are. 4 hours of sleep, four kids running around hanging off you, wife, streaming career. Good Lord, man.
Yeah.
Slow down. Nah. Number four, the BAFTA Game Award nominations for 2019 are out. Highlights that I'm going to highlight because I'm highlighting things include Artistic Achievement. Nominees are Detroit Become Human, Gris, God of War, Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2, Return of the Obra Dinn. Best Game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Astrobot Rescue Mission, Celeste, God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2, Return of the Obra Dinn. Debut Game, Beat Saber, Cultist Simulator, Donut County, Florence, Gris, Yoku's Island Express. Evolving Game, Destiny 2, Elite Dangerous, Fortnite, Overwatch, Sea of Thieves, Rainbow Six Siege. Was Smite screwed out of this category as a Smite player? Have they not evolved much?
You know what? No, it's basically stayed the same.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. They do changes here and there, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Not much changes. New here, God here and there.
Here's an interesting category. Games or Game Beyond Entertainment. The nominees are 11, Memories Retold, Celeste, Florence, Life is Strange 2, which is interesting. Episodic content. I don't know if I want you, this is obviously up to everybody who's nominating and do whatever, but like I would wait for it to be done, right? Game of the Year is episode one of Life is Strange, right? You know what I mean?
One of two is terrible or better.
Yeah, exactly. My Child, Lebensborn, and Nintendo Labo. And then for performer, you have Get Ready for the God of War Awards, Christopher Judge as Kratos in God of War, Danielle Pisuti as Freya in God of War, who I met. She's very lovely. Jeremy Davies as The Stranger in God of War. It's Cassandra. Melisanthi Mahut as Cassandra in Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2. And Sonny Suljic, I've never heard his last name pronounced, as Atreus in God of War. Sorry, what was that?
Suljic, I think.
Suljic?
Suljic.
Thank you.
I think so.
What do you think?
Suljic?
No, not the name of the nominees. How's that looking for you, O'Neal?
Well, considering God of War was my game of the year last year, just give everything
Hell
to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, that's my man. Woo! So now, you've been Dad of War longer than God of War had been announced this time, no?
No.
Yes? Okay.
No. Crazy story. I was thinking about changing my name forever because it was just like my PlayStation still is because I can't change it yet.
Shuhei, why? Why do you hate him?
Why?
Why?
Why do you hate me?
Why do you hate him?
Why do you hate us?
Why do you hate us? Why do you hate the whole PlayStation community?
Well, no, it was Darth. My name backwards, so it's Laeno, L-A-E-N-O, 90. Yeah, or on Twitch, it was just Laeno.
That's no good.
But, it's people getting confused.
What?
They were just calling me Darth, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to get away from it. I'm a dad. I'm a Marine. And then I played God of War, and I'm like, you know what? This literally fits every aspect of my life. That game touched me in a way no game has. It's my favorite game of all time.
My man.
I platinumed it like 3-4 days after it came out. I absolutely loved it. I was a Marine. I've actually seen war, been blown up twice. Yay. And it just encompasses my life. I'm a dad. I'm a father. I have troubles like Kratos does. I've been to war and it's a perfect title. So I switched it, except I couldn't get, you know, the O because it's the internet and everything's taken everywhere.
So favorite game of all time.
Yeah,
me too.
I mean,
for me, it was such an experience. I was like, well, you know, when they announced it, oh, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
When I played the first hour, I'm like, this feels really special. And then to be able to play it and be
all
like, this
through,
is
I was like, this
perfect,
fantastic.
Yeah,
that was the same thing. I was like, ooh, God of War. I love the old ones. I'm not like everyone else. Like, I didn't give a shit that Kratos was kill everything.
Calliope.
I loved running around killing shit. And then I was like, he has a son. The game looks gorgeous.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'm down.
Yeah.
Then more trailers dropped. I'm like, definitely down. The final trailer dropped, bought the collector's edition. Got it. Did a 24-hour stream for charity. Played it literally for 26 hours straight. My wife she woke up and told me I had to put it down and get some sleep. She would stay a little bit late from work to watch the kids so I could get like an actual hour of sleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up, watched the kids obviously, and streamed the rest of it that night. And played for like another like 10 hours. Damn. Didn't sleep again that next
day. Yeah.
It was crazy. I absolutely loved it. Highest praise.
Agreed. Before we jump into another line of questioning, I want to make you choose then. Performer, who are you giving it to?
Oh.
Kratos, Freya, Stranger, Cassandra, Arthur Morgan, or Atreus?
You know what? This is a hard one.
Because really hard.
Even as much as I love God of War, Roger Clark did an amazing job as Arthur Morgan.
Sure.
I can't stress that enough.
Won the game award for it.
Yes, he did. Melisandre?
Yeah, that's how we'll say it.
Melisandre? I did not get all the way through God of War. God of War's on the brain.
Get off my set. You didn't finish it. Oh, you didn't get all the way through Odyssey? Get off my set!
Oh, shit.
Baron, who is this guy?
I don't know!
No, I got about 10 hours in, and I didn't play as her anyway. I was Alexios.
No wonder you didn't finish it.
I'm not one of those guys. I'm always a guy. I have nothing against women or playing as women. I just always choose to be a male.
That's fair.
So I don't know her, per se, outside of trailers here and there.
She's amazing.
I hear good things. Obviously, I listen to the show all the time, so yeah. I doubt that she did bad. It's just, it's really hard. Freya was great. Atreus was great. They were all great, but...
So is
that baritone. That,
yeah, you're on Christopher
Judge. I can't even do it.
Yeah.
Boy.
That boy. We are not men. I got to give it to him.
Yeah.
I got to give it to him.
I mean, that's where I think I'd put my vote as well, too. Not to take anything away from anyone on this list. They all did a fantastic job. Yeah, but I think as much as I love Cassandra, right, like I think to take Kratos and make him that character.
Yeah, and it's the subtlety. Deep.
Yeah, exactly,
it's
right?
Because it's just when he reached out to put his hand on Atreus and just couldn't.
Yeah.
I've had that moment several times with my oldest son through just things here and there. I'm like, I just don't even know what to fucking say right now. And it was just like, I literally just tear. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah, they crushed it.
This is real.
One thing I want to touch on. You mentioned this real quick there, and then you mentioned it back there. You mentioned you did a 24-hour stream for charity.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. How often do you do 24-hour streams?
I try to do it once a month.
Always for charity.
Always for charity. If I do a 24-hour stream, it's always for charity. It's always for the same charity.
What charity?
It is all one word, Love for a Child.
Okay.
.org. They are based in Michigan, where I am from. They work with abused children of all kinds, mentally, sexually, and everything. I've been there. I've met the director, you don't say owner for a charity.
Director would work, yeah. Yeah.
He does it all. Him and his wife, they actually just have a kid too. Beautiful little girl. I met them. I've been to the camp. I've met the children. Heart. It makes me want to go on that Mars trip. Just take my family and leave the planet. Like the things you hear. And to be able to do anything to help a person try to help these children.
Sure.
Just makes me feel better. So literally 100% anything I get would go to them when I do these 24-hour streams, or sometimes it's only 12 if I can't swing the whole 24.
Sure, yeah. Again, four kids. Yeah. You got to be a partner to your wife, too. Yeah, yeah. I understand. You got things to do.
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes.
I'll tell you what, O'Neal, I like you a lot. O'Neal, I'm excited to see who wins that BAFTA. The BAFTAs are still so far away, I think. I forgot to write down the date when the BAFTAs are. If I wanted to know more immediate information, like, say, what came to the mom and grab shops, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform, as listed as the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, Aurora Legend launches on the Google Play Store. Monster Cat and Beat Saber join forces to unveil Monster Cat Music Pack Volume 1. It's got a whole bunch of songs from people, let me check, I've never heard of. Barrett, you listen to music. You know these people?
What about
Tokyo Machine? You ever heard of them?
Tokyo Machine, no.
All right. For PC players, Monster Cat Music Pack Volume 1 comes together with the biggest update so far, which brings to the game also a campaign mode and tracks from the official soundtrack Volume 2. Players can get the Monster Cat Music Pack Volume 1 as a full pack containing 10 tracks for $13 or get individual tracks for $2. This is out, of course, on PlayStation VR as well. And, of course, you all know we love Beat Saber here. One of my games of the year last year. Kevin loves it too. If he wasn't prepping to get his butt beat by me, and debatable, he'd probably be in here hooting and hollering about it. But Dapper Steven writes in with a Kinda Funny Games Daily review and says, "What's up, Kinda Funny crew? I'll make this quick. Beat Saber's DLC is out now and it's great. If you love Beat Saber, this is well worth the $13. I've been beating it for the last hour and 20 minutes and I'm worn out. I talked to you and Andrea at the Chicago meetup last Thanksgiving about Beat Saber and how that was all my family was doing over the holiday break. And now I can't wait to bring these hot new tracks with me when I go back up there to see them at the end of the month. I imagine it's fantastic. Beat Saber is fantastic. I can't wait to get home and play them myself. I need to get back on it because I was doing it every morning, like once it launched in December.
Yeah, I remember you
saying that. And then, of course,
use that as the workout.
Yeah, and then we went up to Canada, ate a whole bunch of poutine. Then I came back. I'm like, sleeping's great. Then we moved the show super early.
Yeah.
And now I'm up all night, playing Division, trying to save the world.
Sleeping. Sleeping is great.
Sleeping is great, Barrett. Do you miss it? Because you used to be able to do it.
I used to be able to.
Yeah, not anymore.
Overrated.
Let's get into a whole bunch of Nintendo stuff then, right? All right, so for the Nintendo Entertainment System, Nintendo Switch Online, you can now play Kid Icarus and Star Tropics as part of the collection. And then here's a whole bunch of Switch games that came out today. Arcade Archives, Ikari Warriors, Bad Dream, Fever, Bonds of the Sky, Dusty Raging Fist, Free Cell Solitaire, Golf Peaks, Johnny Turbo's Arcade, Joe and Mac Returns, Little Shopping, Motorsport Manager from the Nintendo Switch, My Jurassic Farm 2018, Rico, Teddy the Wanderer, Mountain Hike, The Red Strings Club, Twist and Match. All those Nintendo Switch for you.
Very well.
Also, new dates for you. Lord of Pwn says, BAFTA Game Awards are April 4th. Thank you very much, and then you're wrong. New dates for you. Gollum Gates is coming to Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch in April. The exact release date is still to be announced. Battlefield 5's highly anticipated new Battle Royale mode, Firestorm, is officially launching on Monday, March 25th.
I'm sorry.
You're laughing, Battlefield's... It's timely Battle Royale mode for a game that came out last year. What are you laughing at, O'Neal?
Okay.
Apex. Alex Russ writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, DICE is poised to launch Battlefield 5's Battle Royale mode Firestorm in a couple weeks, and there's one thing that comes to mind. Why does it seem EA likes to release things to basically get cannibalized by their own games? Titanfall 2 was set to release alongside Battlefield 1 and suffered. Now it seems like the tables have turned, with Battlefield 5 being pushed to die in the shadow of Apex Legends. Or perhaps this is a case in which EA knows that its fans of each games or company will support those games, but even that doesn't seem to be enough in cases where they've shut down Visceral games. In other cases, it seems EA absolutely has to do the same thing other companies do, and devs unfortunately get the short end of the stick. Parentheses, such as a single-player Star Wars game being strong-armed and adding FIFA Ultimate Team experience. Thoughts? I mean, for me personally, I think it was, man, we got a battle royale for Battlefield 5. Great. Man, this is not going to be ready for launch. Fuck. All right, well, get it done when you can.
Yep.
Hey, it's done. All right, well, release it for the people still playing Battlefield 5. Get a beat, whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't think it is as egregious as when they were like, cool, Battlefield's coming out, Call of Duty's coming out, shove Titanfall 2 in there. Because that was in a much more competitive, everybody's going. Even Apex right now, you know, we did the story this week of, did they just leak a new, their battle pass? Did they just leak a new character?
Yeah, character, weapon.
Apex is killing it, but I don't feel Apex is dominating the conversation.
It's not.
And that's the thing is like,
Fortnite's still around too.
And so it's that thing of like, I think the high crescendo, even though we have a question about it coming up later, I guess, the high crescendo of people talking about it and getting you into it and playing it. And I know, you know, you're playing, Andy's playing, people are playing.
Everyone's playing.
I'm not taking away from it. I do think that there's still room for like that, but.
But
who's the Battlefield? Who's this Battlefield audience that's like, oh man, I've been jonesing for it.
My biggest thing forever has been, why?
Yeah.
Battlefield is already basically a battle royale with respawning. You're basically literally just putting out your team deathmatch mode and taking away the respawn. And obviously you have to find weapon. Like it's going to be like any other battle royale. But if you already like Battlefield, you're already playing it. This mode isn't going to bring anyone really in because 100%. It's just Battlefield, more Battlefield, which has never been my thing. I'm a Call of Duty guy.
This is when Gary would talk about it last year of like, and when we'd all talk about that, you know, the battle royales are coming.
Yeah.
This is the one, and I'm not even trying to shit on it, but I know I kind of am. This is the eye roll of, all right, it's Battlefield, battle royale. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, obviously Apex is like, hey, it's trios. It's got this ping system. We're doing this.
It's
like,
you know, it's characters that are going to be memorable. It's different. Whereas in this, like, it's same thing as like Call of Duty. It's just like, it's cool that it's there. I might, if I own Battlefield, I'll play it, see what it's like, but Fortnite's still there. It's colorful. It's season 8 or 9 or whatever the fuck it is right now. And they're doing 100 different things, and there's pirates and there's ice, and then Apex is here, and I can see through walls and I can shoot lasers, and I got a shotgun falling from the sky. And like, there's just too many other things to where it's not going to come out and die, but it's not going to come out and do. You never know. You know,
of course,
the world out there, it could fucking blow up and be the best one out of them all, but more than likely, it's just going to be there.
Look at it this way, right? It feels like an afterthought. Yeah. And when you compare it to Blackout for Call of Duty, right? That is what they led with. And it was like, hey, guess what, everybody? We're changing everything. We're a multiplayer. There's no single player. Yeah. It's just this thing. It is about keeping you know, Blackout's coming. And then when it got there, people were, oh man, this is great. And this is what I want. And I played it and Andy played it. And it was something that actually drew you in of like, wow, this is cool and different. And it is Call of Duty with it. Whereas this is like, the game's been out forever, and now this is here, too.
It's
battle royale.
It's a little too late.
Yeah.
Too little too late, I would say. It would have done much better if it was there for launch. Now, granted, you never know what happened.
Of course. Of
probably course. Wasn't ready. We could probably tell.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
Yeah.
Two more new dates for you. TT Isle of Men will be released on Nintendo Switch on May 23rd, 2019. And the Descenders multiplayer PC beta is coming next week.
Woo.
Now, it's time for reader mail, but first I'm going to tell you about our sponsor, Hims. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and the thing is, once you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. It's easier to keep what you have than replace what you've lost. That's why you should be like Nick and Andy and go to 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors to get medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. Nick and Andy do it. They went online, talked to a doctor, sent in some photos, and got matched with the prescriptions to help fight their thinning hair. You can order now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/gamesdaily. That's forhims.com/gamesdaily. Daily. That was an echo. It's not daily three times. Yeah. Just games daily. Addison Thing writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, what do you think the big fall 2019 PlayStation game will be? Last of Us 2 and Ghost of Tsushima seem far out, and Days Gone is coming in April. Big fan of everything you do. P.S. It's also my birthday. Happy birthday. Addison Thing. We were talking about this over there.
Yeah.
Are you holding out hope for Last of Us?
I'm holding out so much hope. I think that if Naughty Dog does what they do, which they always do.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Naughty Dog. I love you guys. Keep doing what you do. I think that's about the only game to come out within the next decade that could possibly push God of War out of the way.
Wow.
Devil May Cry didn't do it. Came close, but
you're a big Devil May Cry fan.
Oh, love it. Absolutely.
You're
five. Cannot recommend it enough. If you love action games, go get Devil May Cry 5.
Your son's name Dante.
My son's name is Dante.
How much of percentage wise? How much is that because of Devil May Cry?
If you ask my wife, it's because of Dante Alighieri, which it is. I do love the Divine Comedy. I read that when I was a teenager, and mm-hmm. I tried to read as much as I can. Yada yada yada. But probably honestly, about 60-40.
Nice.
60 right. Devil May Cry, 40 yeah. actual Divine Comedy.
Okay. But yeah, so yeah, if Devil May Cry 5, a game you love, can't dethrone it, then you,
no,
yeah,
yeah. Doesn't even beat Last of Us 1, honestly.
Oh,
just
wow, okay.
Devil May Cry's story is fun, but it's not touching. The game is fantastic, and it's fun to play, but it doesn't hit on a personal level like The Last sure. of Us did and God of War did, which just kind of edged over. But the game is phenomenally fun. I think it's going to be my game of the year, unless this comes out and does what it's supposed to.
Well,
I feel that Last of Us, I'm holding out hope for the sheer fact Naughty Dog has been on damn near a very strict release schedule. It's almost every 4 years it's come out. It's been Uncharted 2, like 4 years later, Uncharted 3. 3 years later, I want to say, three, maybe four, was Last of Us.
Maybe even two, right? Because it yeah. was, remember, they announced, oh, and kindoffunny.com/wrong, this is a perfect thing for you because I don't want to look at the computer.
Yeah.
But remember, it was that Uncharted 3 had just come out, and then they did the teaser, and we were all like, yeah. well, it can't be Naughty Dog, because yeah. they just put that out, and it turned out they'd broken into just two teams right quieter.
Last of Us was 2013, Uncharted 3 was 2011. So yeah,
so two years, whatever. And then 3 years, 4 years, you said 2013? For,
yeah,
Last,
for
of us.
Last of Us.
So, then what,
so
it was,
3 years later was Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
And then that 1 year later was the little DLC, which,
yeah, yeah,
not little.
Yeah, yeah, great, huge DLC, but, yeah,
but
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
Now we're at 2019. That's 3-4 years after Uncharted. I'm very much anticipating, hoping, and expecting, since they're not doing E3, just a little like, hey, we're not at E3, but guess what? Here's a Last of Us 2 trailer, and
yeah.
right there at the end, August, September.
Wow. Okay.
Ish.
Okay.
Like it just lines up. Like,
yeah,
granted,
yeah.
they need the time off, obviously, like everyone does.
Sure.
But it just lines up so perfectly to be presumably at the end of the PS4 life cycle, if all the rumors are true, for this. It could push out to early next year, but I really expect it to hit.
And that's
year.
Where I wonder is, I, you know, I've been saying for a long time since they announced that it was further than people thought. I feel like we're getting into the zone, mm-hmm. but I still feel like it's going to be next year. I think it'll be, I almost do like the Persona thing where even if they come out and say it's this year, I won't believe it's I'm holding it, right? Yeah. That they're not going to punt it out. And not in a bad way, but in a way of like, we need more time to finish this.
A little bit more time to polish this.
Let's get it to the first half of the year. And that's, you know, the question, of course, for Madison, what's going to be the big fall 2019 game for PlayStation? Remember, for the PlayStation 4's life cycle, for the majority of it, they haven't had big fall single, or I'm sorry, big fall first party titles.
Yeah.
It has
been in first quarter.
Rely on your third parties. They're doing it. We're killing it. And then put out our games when they're ready and when it makes sense for us.
Yeah.
What? And so, yeah.
God of War 4 was what?
Oh, God, the last God of War?
Yeah, it was
February. It was spring last year.
I mean,
Horizon was spring of 2 years ago.
But as I said, they're supposedly coming to the end, so they got to start pushing these out unless they start putting PS5 at the end trailer.
Yeah. Well, you assume PlayStation 5 will be backwards compatible, right? Like, so, who knows?
You would assume so.
Who knows?
Yeah. But then the other thing, too, about The Last of Us this year, is, well, cool, Days Gone's out in April. Like, I know they're not the same game. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I can't wait for Days Gone. But I can't wait for Last of Us. Like, is that a marketing perception problem to be like, well, it's out in April, and then in September we're also doing this?
It depends.
5 months later?
That's the thing. Like, as much as that seemed like it flies by, 5 months is a lot for a game.
Sure.
Now, granted, from what I hear, Days Gone's going to be huge, but, you know, it's still
just a game. It's
going
to be
Horizon
huge in terms of, like, open world and what to do stuff, right?
So, they might be on the surface, if you're just looking at box art, and it's a guy, there's zombies, freakers. It's another guy, zombies. Oh, fuck, what the hell were the things in Last of Us called?
Clickers.
Yeah, clickers, but what are whatever. The disease thing. So they're not real zombies. But yeah, on the surface, they look about the same. But I think that's enough time if they really do. Because that's if it's August. It could be September. They might even shoot for November. At that point, they'd probably let it fall till next year just to give it a little more polish. But I think it would be enough time. But if that was the case and they were worried about that them clashing, they could still throw out Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima is a great question.
Next year.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's a really great question.
I think Ghost of Tsushima is more likely this year than...
You think that's more likely to be this year?
Yeah, with Days Gone coming? Yeah. Possible.
Here's why I would say no. Think of it this way, right?
Okay.
Ghost of Tsushima looks amazing, going to be awesome. I can't wait for it, right? But about this time last year, right? Like a month before E3 was when they did the Game Informer Days Gone cover story, right? And they're in a similar way of, hey, here's a new IP you know nothing about.
Right.
Last of Us at any point. You could be like, Last of Us coming out next week, and it's like, fucking Jesus, everybody's going to flip out and he's going to buy it. Whereas Ghost of Tsushima, I think you need to prime people for what they're getting into and who the hero is and what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. You know what I mean?
I can see that. Yeah, just because, it's been one trailer?
Yeah.
One real trailer?
And then E3 when they did the demo twice or whatever.
Yeah.
I could see, on paper, Ghost of Tsushima filling in this, what we're about to do with Days Gone, where I don't know if it is April, but this first half of the year, like springish game, for next year.
Okay, so
I hear that's why Andrew Goldfarb went there to finish it.
Gotcha.
Nate Fox is like, I don't know
what
I'm doing.
He's doing all of the...
Brian Fleming's like, we don't know. We need somebody who's an expert. Andrew Goldfarb.
All right, so here's another game that could fill fall 2019 for PlayStation.
Okay. Not that they need to fill it, but yeah, okay.
Patapon 2 remastered.
Thank you. That is a great question. Shuhei, where is Patapon 2? We saw it at PSX, then you canceled the next PSX. You're just remastering the game.
Yeah.
Just put it out. What's going on over there? A lot of questions. Alex Russ, a.k.a. Zero Syndicate, writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, a report is out stating that Ninja was allegedly paid $1 million by EA to play Apex Legend on launch day. EA made a statement clarifying that it required its partners in projects like this to disclose the partnership. It doesn't particularly say how or how often. While Apex is a great game on its own, without a question, I do question the integrity of streams going forward. EA states that streams after launch day are organic and by the streamer's choice. However, as far as I can tell, EA didn't make any attempt to disclose that they had hired influencers or partnered with them. Whose ethics really need to be held accountable here? Also, amid massive layoffs throughout the industry, is it really okay for companies to pay so much for influencers while devs are being let go left and right? A complicated question, Zero Syndicate. I saw this headline going around. I started reading a couple different pieces about it to try to get dialed in on exactly where the EA statements were coming from in that to that effect. So let's be a little bit more broad, right? We're piggybacking off of Apex Legends. We're piggybacking off of this Ninja information, right? I do question the integrity of streams going forward. fair, I can't speak to what Ninja did or how he promoted it, right, in terms of, hey, this is being a sponsored thing. You're talking about the fact that, you know, how, as far as I can tell, EA didn't make any attempt to disclose that they had hired influencers or partnered with them. For me, and I was reading some of it where it was like some of the articles were like, well, they did it with Ninja, but not, he's one of the few that actually did pay to do this.
Yeah.
On Super Bowl Sunday, when I saw Dr. Disrespect and Ninja and all these people tweeting about, hey, man, this Apex Legend Apex is dropping tomorrow. It's a battle royale. I've played it or whatever. The fact that that was a unified all at once thing was like, oh, clearly this is part of a marketing beat. Oh, whether they were sponsored or not, it was like, oh, I see what's happening here.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it and hyping up what their audience is going to do because it's all part of the same machine. Again, eliminating Doc Disrespect, Ninja, ourselves from the equation, just in general. In terms of a stream's integrity, that's up to you and who you watch and why you watch them. Like, obviously, Kind of Funny, I'd like to think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, we go above and beyond to express that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
when
we
full transparency.
When we bring, when we're a sponsored thing, you know Wingstop's sponsoring it. Yeah. We try to do it if we're going to have, you know, in the same way Jared would always step out of an EA conversation, right? Yeah. Like, if we, with Final Fantasy 15 back in the day, it was very much like, hey, we hosted the stream thing of this, so if you don't want to trust us, we understand and get around that. You know, it going forward with the streams is always interesting. It is the same thing I talk about all the time, is if we take a sponsorship, if I go work a job or something, usually it's because, or no, I shouldn't say usually, it's because I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
I've never worked a gig where I've gone to something to go, hey, it's Mobile Game 2009, and I'm like, hey, fucking, this game's really interesting, isn't it? And I never fucking think about it again, right? When you think about Marvel Puzzle Quest, the Sparkade game I loved, even fucking Overkill's The Walking Dead, where I was like, I don't know what this game is. I'm interested to talk to the developers about it. Those were my motivations, which I've shared with you guys before.
Yeah.
And so if I was to come back, and we would have streamed Overkill The Walking Dead, I'm sure, and done a party mode if it hadn't died by the time it got to PlayStation, right? But I would have legitimately played that and had legitimate opinions about it, but you would have had to sit there and go, well, I know Greg says he's not paid to talk about it anymore, but I, exactly. Yeah, and like, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, I'm not, because if I was, I would just tell you.
Yeah,
if I was, like, oh, part of the deal I did for
him, you can't trust him.
Exactly. So it's kind of there. And so whose ethics need to be held accountable here? I think the ethics of the streamer more than the company. I don't even know where the company would say, hey, we're paying all these people to do it, right? And I know you're talking about, like, EA states that other streams after launch day are organic by the streamer's choice. However, they didn't. It's like EA marketing and paying people to talk about their product, the engagement does fall on them. And obviously, it's a whole ball of wax. As you see PlayStation really with us all the time, be like, if you're going to talk about anything we've given you, you have to say it's hashtag provided by PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
You have to know or get it out there for the FTC. It's a totally evolving, weird situation, but I think it does come down to, as buying games, same thing as consuming internet content, being informed consumers.
Yeah.
And being like, I can trust this person. I can go do that, right?
Yeah,
I know
what
they're doing,
for
sure. And they wouldn't be bought. Interesting, amid massive layoffs throughout the industry, is it really okay for companies to pay so much for influencers? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish devs got paid more. I wish there were no layoffs. I wish everybody was great. Marketing and making the game are different things.
It's huge.
And you can ask.
Huge difference.
And I shouldn't say that. I'm painting with a very broad brush. But go ahead and reach out to people who have had games that are amazing come out and fail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Games that are awesome and just never see, nobody knows that they're out there.
Titanfall.
Right? Yeah. Like, and it doesn't matter what's going on. You can't get an audience behind it, right? Like, if you can't do that, that's a problem. And so influencers are just a new form of advertising.
They are.
Advertising's been here forever.
For games, it really is. It's the big names. If Ninja's playing Apex, that's what, on a normal day, 250,000 people.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, it's free too?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Why wouldn't I do it? He's having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that works and that pays off. It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, giving me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, Gary, not Gary Wooda, needs help on PlayStation 4. Gary's PSN name is You Stay Classy, but it's you_stay_classy_. Please, Shuhei. Hello, KFGD crew. Long time, first time. Greg, I am one trophy away from the platinum on The Division, and I need help before jumping into The Division 2 as soon as possible. The last trophy I need is to kill 20 rogue agents in the Dark Zone.
Ooh,
I already have some kills, but I need some fellow best friends to be temp rogues for me so I can get across the finish line. I'm in the UK. Why, Governor? But Why? Would love to squad up with KFBFs whenever or wherever they hang their hat. P.S. Just got a pay raise at work and up my Patreon pledge. Thanks for everything you guys do, Gary. Smiley emoticon. Oh, smiley nice. Emoticon back to you, Gary. Thank you for supporting us. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. I've done this before when I got my platinum.
Yeah.
Just you have somebody go in there and just get shot in the face over and over again in Dark Sun. It's not that hard. Probably takes 30 minutes if he already has some or something to that effect. If I hadn't already deleted the division from my hard drive, I'd be there for you, Gary. If you can't do it, though, Gary, let me know. You underscore stay underscore classy underscore.
Fair enough.
O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
We ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screwed up as Uh-oh. We screw it up. Uh-oh. So we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Nanobiologist writes in and says, first off, O'Neill, thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for thanking me.
Then clarify.
It's always that little thing is always so weird. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, I guess. Know. I mean, it's a weird thing, but you're welcome. Then thank you.
Nanobiologist points out that for the four campaigns, it was No Mercy, Death Toll, Dead Air, and Blood Harvest in that. And then there were three campaigns released as DLC.
Okay.
He also points out we missed Castlevania Harmony of Despair is coming to Xbox backwards compatibility today.
Ooh.
Lanky Dragon says, Greg implied that EA chose to put Titanfall 2 out in between Call of Duty and Battlefield 1. Jason Schreier heard from higher-ups at Respawn that the dev team had chosen the release at that time. Understandable. I'm painting with a broad brush there, too. If I was EA, I would say, don't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. We already knew that. And if not, then we'll crush it tomorrow. Naughty Dog releases from Dan Rolls go Uncharted 1, 2007, Uncharted 2, 2009, Uncharted 3, 2011, Last of Us, 2013, Damn. Uncharted 4, 2016. So, yeah, you're right on the money with what you're saying.
I pay attention. I try to.
Thank you.
Much as I can.
Somebody's got to. You know what I mean? I just sniff glue and keep talking. Oh, okay. Nanobiologist says the zombie named Dad of War is thinking of is Cordyceps. The
Cordyceps.
Fungus
thank
strain.
You.
Sorry, I was confused. I thought it's zombie. I fucked that up. It's me. So I fucked it up.
But they're a real thing, which is even freakier.
Yeah, I know, right? You see him taking over the ants.
Yeah.
Mini Max says they said they had a partner program in the launch and showed streamers in the video. All the streamers had #ad #ApexPartner in the streams I was watching. Ninja in particular said multiple times that he was an Apex partner for Respawn and that his stream were sponsored. I think it's just good marketing. Hey, if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, great, go for it. You know what? I skipped something earlier, and it wasn't. It's breaking news from two people now in here. DaVinster is the one I'm on now. Okay. Microsoft announced that they're bringing Xbox Live and iOS. I'm sorry, Xbox Live to any iOS and Android game. We'll read up on that and talk to you about that tomorrow. Nanobiologist says update to Dad of War's follower count. Dad of War on Twitch, as of this moment, you are at 614 followers with several new subs. Great job.
Hell
today.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. You didn't have to.
Well, no, you do, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been trying to break.
This right. is oh, O'Neill no. J. Johnson. He is fantastic. He's been killing it this entire show.
I've been trying to break 500 forever.
You are going to sleep again tonight in your car, then get up in the morning, get in an airplane, fly home, land, take a nap, and then stream tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Twitch. Minus probably the nap.
Twitch.tv/dadofwar. Again, the O in of is a zero. It will be 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific time. Everyone go support it. I'll be in the chat for a while I play Division with Kevin, probably. Kev, we playing Division tomorrow night? All right, cool.
I'll be playing Division tomorrow night.
Okay. Okay.
If it downloads in time, because I don't have the... I have decent internet.
You got that Midwest internet.
I got the Midwest internet.
People are always yelling at us.
I got 50 megs.
Streaming future not doing.
Yeah. Yeah. My typical up. You want to hear my typical up?
No.
On a good day, maybe 9.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's bad. Yeah. I don't know much about numbers, but that's low.
Every day.
We'll be hosting you tomorrow on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, of course. You go right now. Follow twitch.tv/dadofwar0 for the of. O'Neill, you were fantastic.
Thank you so very much.
Did you have fun? Was this worth it?
Oh, this was.
You went through a lot.
Worth it.
You flew yourself out here from Detroit.
Yep.
Sleeping in cars just to make leaving your babies behind, leaving your wife behind.
Yeah. Totally worth it. Okay. I can't thank you guys enough for having me on here. It was a fucking blast.
You're awesome, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, go watch the show. Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames, YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames, RoosterTeeth.com, and you can listen on podcast services around the globe. Be part of the show. Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames. Tomorrow, I'll be joined to close out the week by Steve Saylor, the blind gamer, returning to the show. Of course, we'll be streaming Dad of War. We'll be hosting my show. He's streaming. We're hosting him or whatever. Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Don't miss it. Go over and follow now so you get notifications. And until next time, no. It's been our pleasure to serve you.
Deuces.